Near FM.
My first guest of 2022 is Ger Nolan from the Northside Partnership from the Careers in Mind team. Good morning, Ger. Happy New Year and welcome to the programme.
Happy New Year, Donny. Lovely to be on again today. How are you?
I am very, very well. I presume you got over the festive period in good fettle?
I absolutely did. I'm delighted to say that we did, thankfully.
And delighted to be back in work, because tomorrow is a fairly busy day for you, Ger, is it not?
It is indeed. So our team have been back since last week, which is brilliant, putting the final preparation into our programme, which is starting tomorrow.
And what's this programme going to entail, Ger? I know we spoke about it on the last programme of 2021, but I did ask you on that occasion to return and put a bit more meat on the bones, so to speak, for this particular programme with the Careers in Mind team.
Yeah, so with the actual programme, I can go through all the details of what women can expect. So if I can just do a quick recap on who is eligible for the programme, is that all right, Tony?
Yes, please. All information gratefully received and distributed, my dear.
Great. Okay. So the programme that will start tomorrow, it really is for any woman who is hoping to access education, or return to the workforce, or enter the workforce for the first time. Our employability training program is there to help women who are considering this, who are hopeful that they might, this year could be their year to do it, and they're not quite sure what a program like this might entail. So we're talking about women maybe who are on no social welfare payment, women on disability allowance, women on one parent family payment, women in asylum, or women on carers allowance. We have a couple of other eligibility criteria points as well in there, but the main one is that we like to explain if you're on job seekers benefit or allowance or the recent PUP payment, you will be supported by the local employment services at Northside Partnership or the Department of Social Protection via the job stub. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. For more information, if women listening this morning, you know, need to hear this again, obviously they can listen back to this podcast, but separate to that, we'll have the details on the website. Okay, so once we get that sorted, it's very exciting to be able to share the content. So what women can expect is, so tomorrow we're kicking off, and we've no issues whatsoever taking late comers. We've done it in the past. So if you can't make tomorrow morning, Tuesday at 10 a.m. until 12:30, tomorrow kicks off with the introduction to the programme. And our team, so there's myself, Magella, Simon and Pat, and we come together tomorrow to introduce ourselves and to explain to women the different content. So very quickly, after we explain what's involved and what women can expect, we explain that it's every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 10 until 12:30. There will be the odd time where they won't have a session, but that's the most commitment that we expect from our women. So when we look at this week, after we do the introduction on Tuesday, we have opportunities for coaching sessions then later on in the week, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. But then straight away on Thursday, for example, we're going to get straight into job search strategies with the women. So from the outset, we're an employability training program. We want to show how the landscape looks for, you know, the job search market. And then we get into helping women look. There's so many ways on job seeking nowadays. And we are constantly, our team are constantly doing research to find out, how can we find out about these jobs? What types of jobs are out there? Particularly with the way work is changing, there can be opportunities for a mixture of remote working and then, you know, face-to-face in-office work. So we're all about that, Joni. And then we progress through the programme with things like how to put the great CV together, how to put a cover letter together, and all things employability training. Coupled with that, we also have a brilliant opportunity later on in the programme for you to look within and become more self-aware through our STEPS programme. do you want me to continue rabbiting on?
Yes, please, because you're doing a brilliant job of selling it, Chair. Just on a couple of points there, and I think it's worth just maybe emphasising them again. That the Department of Social Welfare are 100% on board with this and will fully support any woman who needs any assistance along the way with this. So, I mean, if you're afraid that anything you do is going to impact on any interaction you have with the Department of Social Welfare, you need not worry on that score.
Right. Very good question. So let's get really clear. Our programme is funded by the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. Okay? So that's where our funding for this programme is. That's how we're we're in a position to facilitate all of these different types of topics for the women. The Department of Social Protection supports other participants. So that would be through the Jobs Club, etc. But I know where you're coming from. If we are going to be working with women who, for example, are on disability allowance, yes, their payment could be coming through the Department of Social Protection or through illness benefit section. So they need to, we always advise, you please get in touch with the section who's paying your payment every week and explain to them your plan to do a course that runs over three short mornings a week, just so that it never impacts on your payment. Every woman, every person in Ireland is responsible for having their own case assessed. So I always say one size does not fit all. It's important whether you're on one parent family payment or disability allowance, anything like that, that you understand the importance of communicating with the section who's paying your money, that this is something you want to do to improve, to get back to work, to access work. So your payment will never be impacted. We'd never recommend anybody get involved in anything unless they understand the parameters and the boundaries. So if in doubt, do reach out. You can always call the local employment services at Northside Partnership. They're always there to answer questions like that, or citizens information, or go straight back to your department. Very, very important that you understand if there would be an impact. But for these, for example, women on one parent family payment, we have set up this programme to support women so that we can help them build the confidence to retain their payment, but also to get work. It'll be on a part-time basis. So loads of options out there for women. There's not many obstacles to be able to do courses like this or to enter the workforce when you have finished. That's why this programme has been set up. We want to help women move onward, and also the financial side of it. If they're relying on a payment, that can work in parallel.
And the other side then of it, Ger, is, I mean, particularly in the times that we're in, and I know it's something we touched on the last time we spoke, but how many have you got on board at the moment, and how many can you cater for?
Okay. So we have 12 women signed up as of today. We take 20 women on our programme. We're blessed because it's all done online and we have the capacity for that. If we're in the training room, we tend to take 15 because it's a large training room and it can facilitate 15 comfortably. But with the current public health guidelines, etc., Northside Partnership isn't open up to large groups at the moment. So we're doing it online. And we have Simon, who is an employment coach on the programme, and he also helps women with IT. He helps you if you're thinking, oh gosh, I don't have a laptop, but if you have a smartphone, or can we help you in accessing? Simon will get you up and running. He is part of the setup call that you would receive, and he'll take you step by step so that you can access all the different sides of the programme on Zoom.
And the other thing, Ginger, and you probably covered it already, is there an upper age limit on this?
Okay. No, what we tend to say is we have a very practical approach, Tony. We like to help women up to around age 63 because we've discovered that, you know, anyone else beyond that possibly would be working towards going on pension And this is a real preparatory course for anybody who wants to go to the workforce. This is not, this does not mean that we can't help women of those ages. But we like to say it's open to everyone, if you have the appetite to do this course. And it's meaningful for you.
Jen, it's a question now just sprang into my mind.
Yeah.
And it hurts because things don't come into my mind too often. Let's just say that you are of the 62, 63, 64 age profile, and you are in employment, right?
Yeah.
And you decide, look, this is it, 65, I'm out the gap, gone. But I don't want to leave the workforce completely. But you know, this is something I always wanted to do, or that's something I always wanted to do, and I wouldn't mind doing it part-time once I'm pensioned off. Is there a facility for somebody like that to come onto the course?
Now, for Careers in Mind, it's specifically set up for women who are not employed. So you have to be, you know what I mean, if you're already in a job, we always say there's so many supports out there. Perhaps if you contact again Northside Partnership with the local employment services, they can help you with a career plan. But for Careers in Mind, it's specifically for women who have been, you know, out of the workforce, and we're helping you get back in there or to access education. So typically mums, young mums, any age mum who've been rearing kids, who are saying, right, okay, sure, I left school at 15. You know, this probably wouldn't suit me because I don't have the level of education. So this is the mindset that exists out there. But really, Careers in Mind gets hold of these women who are entitled to build a future for themselves, because they know, and I know myself, your children grow up and you're entitled to want more for you. So it's a great opportunity for women to connect with themselves, develop skills. But if you're already working, you know, there's other programs available out there, but unfortunately our program doesn't cater to that.
Yeah, it's just as I said, it's just a thought that came into mind. But like you said, and it's very important to clarify, Jared, there are programs in the Northside Partnership that would cater for that, because a lot of people, and you know, studies have proven over the years that it's an extremely unhealthy and actually can be dangerous to your health to go from 100 mile an hour working 5 days a week, 9 to 5 or whatever it is, to dead stop, that it can be very injurious to you. So, you know, a lot of people like to, and they like to, the mixing, and I know that's a bit curtailed at the moment, but they like to be working and meeting other people, but they just don't want to be doing it 5 days a week, so they might like to do it 2 days a week or 3 days a week.
No, absolutely hear you, Donny, there. You raise a very good point, and I want to emphasise that I would be an advocate of women working for as long as they want, as long as they can, men and women, I should say. But absolutely, not everybody's ready to retire at 65, and there's always going to be opportunities. Like, my background is, I'm a career coach, so I understand there will be opportunities for people to be able to transition into roles that they want to do and that they would enjoy doing, because it would be a waste to, you know, just down tools totally and deprive people of the skill sets. So that's a whole other conversation, but I definitely advocate for women and men who want to work beyond retirement.
And another question then, that I suppose in the current in the current climate, that I should be asking you is, considering what you were doing with the Careers in Mind team in the Northside Partnership, do you have employers now contacting you to say, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, I'm looking for the other, and have you somebody there that would be suitable?
Yeah, this happens all the time across all of the teams in Northside Partnership. We have a fantastic portfolio of employers. So, and we're always looking to expand that. Don't get me wrong. We always, like our team, Magella Simon, are constantly researching, you know, where are the jobs? This is so important. There's no point having, you know, a sophisticated employability training program and saying we're supporting people if we don't understand the landscape and we don't understand what types of jobs that you could access, you know, when you finish a program like this. But definitely we have a great, we have wonderful employer engagement with the Northside Partnership, and we have a great plan in place on how we are going to make some changes around that. We're waiting on final information to come out shortly, but yeah, we have a great portfolio of employers that we work with across so many different industries.
And that is very, very important, because, you know, if you go in and engage with the Careers in Mind program with that as a mindset, it gives you that little bit of an extra incentive, I suppose, to go at it a little bit harder, because you know that at the end of this, there could possibly be, and probably be, a whole new career waiting for you, that there's an employer there who is chomping at the bit to take you on.
That's it. So what we do is, Donny, we assess everybody. Like when we start, we do a needs analysis, and we also have a chat with the women who come on our program, say, what do you think you might like to do? And they're like, oh gosh, I hope you have the answers for that. And we do lots of exploratory work. But what we do is, sometimes we could have a woman say, okay, I'm just using this as a scenario, because we have supported 75 women, and I can only base what I'm about to say on the experience we've had. So we would have a high percentage women, over 50% of women on our program, who have said, here's my story. I've been at home with four children. I left school at 15. My education is limited. Straight up we go, yes, okay. Have you an appetite for education? And then we will explore what that might be, because there's no point just saying straight away, oh, do a computer course. We have to go deeper into what would make sense for that person to do, or what they might enjoy. From that, we start to think around, okay, what are the skills you feel you have? And again, they'd be saying things like, I told you, I was just a mum. And we get very excited about that. And we have a deep dive into the types of skills that they have. And from there, we can come up with, the likes of Magellan Simon would say, well, would you consider this? Would you look at being receptionist? Because it seems that you have a great personality. And they're going, oh, no, I'll just do. So this is what I'm saying. The mindset could hold them back, but our team work hard to pull out so many different avenues that the women can explore. And by God, halfway through our program's an 8-week program, halfway through the women go, I would never have dreamt that I could do such a thing. And I'd explain to you at the end of the year as well, Donny, our video, our Careers in Mind video, really shows the women, as you said, you pointed out, Donny, in your neighbourhood, excuse me, in your neighbourhood, who you might have known at school, who went on to our programme, and honest to God, transformations that happen only because they thought they only had one option, and they see they've several. But if we do identify that they've several options, we do narrow focus, because it's so easy to get too excited and have your focus all over the place. We keep it.
Yeah, there's no point in the scattergun approach to it.
No, absolutely. We're not into get a job, look for any job, because we hear this all the time. I've probably said it myself in the past. I'd do anything. When we drill down, no, you won't.
Jer, I'm conscious of the time, and I'm also conscious of the fact that you're under pressure, because this all kicks off tomorrow. But just something that I want you to talk about before we part company today, and we will be talking obviously through the year again, Jer, but the amount of women, if you'll pardon the use of the expression, that you and the team have put through your hands, and it's something you kind of touched on there and moved along, that never took the time to sit down, stop and think about the amount of skills that they had built up during the course of their life that they just never appreciated that they possessed. And I think that's something that's worth going back and talking about, Jer.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, we cannot, like when we have the conversation with a woman who would say things like that, of course we're not going to be airy-fairy and say, oh no, but really, you know, we can package that as this. We're not into creating fairy tales and fairy stories. We like to reality check everything. So we ask them for times. It's what we do is our skills are we have the right line of questions. We are able to ask the women, have you ever, or can you tell me about a time? And it's opening them up. It's bringing up self-awareness for them. They might have been involved in a summer project. They might have helped out at the local bingo. They might have been on a board. There's so many scenarios. I know I'm focusing today on the woman who's been at home rearing kids because they make up over 50%, but we also have other participants as well with different goals, and we can stretch any woman's thinking. But just to say that we will do our best to be able to help them become more self-aware, and we then give them a CV which shows the skills, and then we're able to get them to get clear on their story, the truth of their story, of their career history, or the absence of career history. We help them reframe. The power is all in the reframing, Donny. It really, really is.
Ger, as I said, the clock is counting down rapidly towards 11:30, a lot faster than I wanted to, I assure you, because it's always a pleasure to talk to you. But for women who want to get in contact and get on this course, now I know tomorrow is kickoff, so it really is down to the wire, but for people who want to get in contact, you women who want to get in contact with you, how do they do it?
Okay, so if you pick up the phone, you can ring 832-0995. That is our Kilbarrick number. Eileen or any of the team there can take your call. The same with Bunratty. I don't have the number off. If you look us up on northsidepartnership.ie. Alternatively, we'd love to hear from you if you email us on CIM, which is short for Careers in Mind, at nspartnership.ie. You know, there's so many ways to find us, but please, if you're somebody who's lacking confidence, get the courage, pick up the phone, email us, ask the question. We'll have a chat with you and we'll see if this is a good fit for you. We'd love to have you on board.
One quick question, Gerard, that just came to mind before you go. Somebody who is on a CE or a 2 scheme, can they apply for this?
CE scheme, that's a very good point. They have to talk to their CE supervisor to see if it's a possibility, if they're allowed the time, because there's commitments, there were hours that they've to work and hours they've to train. But CE is all about upskilling as well. So I would always say, please speak to your CE supervisor or whoever is your manager in your current arrangement to find out more. We definitely collaborate with CE supervisors. So please ask the question directly with them.
Ger Nolan from the Northside Partnership Careers in Mind team. Ger, the best of luck with your new programme, which kicks off tomorrow, Tuesday the 11th. And as I said, we will be talking to you as the year progresses. As always, Ger, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much, Donny. The best of luck. Have a great day.
And you, my dear. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.